Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 43. Welcome to this week's episode, guys. Pumped to have you back on. If you're a first-time listener, I'm so glad you came to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. If you're someone that listens every week, really do appreciate all your support, and I hope you've been enjoying the episodes so far in 2017. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, I do recommend that you go back and check them out. So there's some really good content, not only with stuff that I've discussed. I got some great feedback on the reverse dieting one last week, but more importantly with guests. Okay, so getting a different look at different parts of health and fitness, business, entrepreneurship, just a wide range of topics, which is what I made this podcast for in the first place. But today's topic, I think, is going to be great for probably a select group of people. And what I'm going to talk about today is how you can go from, you know, either not exercising at all or coming from a bit of a layoff from exercise, whether you've been injured or just had a break over the Christmas and New Year period, or even if you've been following a basic beginner type training program or nutritional protocols, how you can now step it up, okay? So how you can now get into a habit of training, get to a point where you're enjoying your training and you're making progress. And especially for the people that have never stepped foot inside a gym before, how you can go from, you know, almost being scared, I guess, of taking that first step to getting comfortable with being in the gym and starting your own journey and making it a habit, okay? Because that is the main thing I wanted to talk about is actually creating that habit and making it part of your routine, okay? Because the hardest thing to do is probably something that you've heard before, and that's taking the first step. And for someone like myself who goes to the gym, you know, obviously almost every day, and I've been doing that for so long now that to me it just, you know, it just seems like it needs to be part of my day. It's not something that I think about as a chore or anything like that. It's just something that I enjoy. And I'm obviously not scared of going into the gym, but that's because I do it all the time. It's like saying to somebody that races motorbikes or something like that. Obviously, for an everyday person that has never ridden a motorbike or never raced a motorbike, that'd be scary. But for them, it's just second nature, okay? It's just habit. So the first step to making that progress is making training a habit. Now, I was talking to a client who's about to start with me a couple of days ago, and something that I really made a big point of going over a couple of times is that once you get that first session in, so you've decided, the first thing is deciding. So you've decided to take the first step to transform your body, or if you've been taking time off, you've decided, you know, it's time that I get back into it. I've had my time off. It's starting to slip away from me, so now I need to get back into it. That first step is making a decision. Once that decision's made, you need to have that first session, okay? And for somebody that's never trained in a gym before, it may be something as simple as going in, just familiarizing yourself with the equipment in the gym or the staff at the gym, and just having a mess around with the layout of the gym. You might have, you know, a little go on some of the machines, or you might do a little bit of cardio, some ab work. You may not even do an exercise, but at least you've turned up, okay? The biggest thing is turning up and being there and being present and being able to say that you've actually taken that first step. Now, once you've been for your first session, the next thing is making sure that that second session comes very soon after, okay? It may not be the next day, even though I would highly recommend making it the next day, but it needs to be very soon after your first one, because creating habit, it takes, I think the saying goes, it takes 14 or 21 days or something like that to create a habit or make something a habit, okay, or create change. So if you go to the gym for the first time on a Monday and you go, yes, I'm like, you know, I'm really pumped with myself, I've made the decision to start my transformation or get back into my training or step up my training program as we discussed at the start, but then your second session doesn't come until Friday, then it's almost like you're back at square one, okay? So in actual fact, I would recommend going the very next day after you've been the first time. And for starters, I would recommend going, you know, that first few weeks is when you really want to set in stone not so much some rules, but expectations of what your training is going to be like. Okay, so if you plan to eventually go to the gym 5 times per week, in that first few weeks, even if you're not doing hard training sessions, like I said, even if you're just turning up, you might be going in to have a stretch, or it might be going in just to do 5 to 10 minutes of an exercise, or you could go in and do full sessions, but I would make sure that you go in that 5 times. Okay, because then you've already kind of set the standard for what you want to achieve in the gym and how often you want to get to the gym. And that's the most important part. And it doesn't just have to be a gym. It might be going and swimming in the pool. It might be going and playing organized sport. It could be going for jogs or doing running sessions, you know, certain amount of times per week. But just getting that habit in place right from the start is extremely important. Now, the second thing that I should discuss is how you actually go about those sessions. So if you're someone that has been training for a while now, but just very basic and you want to step things up, then you know you might have a good idea of what needs to be done to then make that change or make that step up and you know really turn it up a notch from where you are now. Or you could already be working with a trainer, or you might be working with an online trainer, or you might know friends or family that have been guiding you through it. But I would definitely recommend getting some advice about how you can go about the next step, because you don't want to go from point A to point D and skip B and C. Okay, because they can be extremely important. And I always recommend taking your time building up, laying down the foundations before you go too hardcore, before you go, you know, into, you know, full beast mode or whatever we want to call it. Because if you miss those foundational steps, you know, that can be your downfall later on. You know, you might miss out on some really important parts of your training that are going to eventually help you get to where you want to be. Okay, so that's for the person that's already in the gym that just wants to make that next step. For somebody that hasn't trained for a while but has a great idea about training, or, you know, this can even be professional athletes that have taken time away once they've finished up their career, or it could be your average gym goer that goes 4 to 5 times per week that's just taken, you know, a month off over Christmas. They've gone on holidays, they've spent time with family and friends, you know, spending time at the beach, and they just haven't been training. The key for those first few weeks is one, obviously the same as what we spoke about before, is creating that habit and that routine again. But secondly, is just getting your foundations back, okay? So not going, trying to go back and start where you finished off before Christmas, okay? So for example, you might have been doing 15 sets of sprints at the end of your Monday workout. And in that workout, you might have been lifting 100 kilos for deadlifts. So going in for your first session and expecting to be able to lift that 100 kilos and do 15 sets of sprints is not realistic. Okay, so you need to take your time, work your way back in. And it's very similar to what I spoke about before. If you're there, even if you're just going through the motions of getting the exercises done, okay, getting back in a routine, getting, you know, bringing back that muscle memory, then you're still benefiting, okay? And then once those first few initial weeks are done, you've got a bit of lifting or cardiovascular training, whatever it may be, back under your belt, then you can get back into your normal routine, start to build things back up. But it's going to take time. It's not just going to be, you can't just go from not training at all to then expecting to be able to lift 1,000 kilos or, you know, be in peak aerobic condition within the space of a week. It's going to take time to build back up, but if you've had it before, it is a lot easier to build and get back to where you were compared to when you're starting from scratch. And keep in mind, guys, things like strength training are going to come back relatively quick because it is muscle memory. You've had that before, whereas the aerobic training, even though you have probably had it before, or if that's what you're focusing on, I usually find the aerobic side of things takes a little longer than the strength side. Because, you know, I'm not 100% sure what it is. I'm not gonna make up some bullshit, but I always find the aerobic side, so whether it's running, whatever it may be, you will get it back relatively quick if you've had it, but I usually find the first few weeks I'm really blowing if I'm getting back into my running, or if it used to be basketball training or footy training, whatever it was. I'd be struggling even after a few days off aerobically. I'd struggle a bit. So don't expect it to happen straight away. So your mindset going back into training needs to be, you know, you need to accept that it's not just going to be where you finished off. Okay, so just accept it. Just enjoy the process of getting back to where you were before and take things as they come. Take them nice and slowly, because the last thing you want is to be back into your first 1 or 2 weeks of training and then get an injury. then again, you're back to square one, you're having to take time off, and then it's even harder to get back into it then, okay? And then lastly, for the person that that is maybe starting gym for the first time, starting running for the first time, organized sport, as I mentioned before, whatever it may be, my advice to you is to get a trainer, okay? Don't go in and try and figure it out yourself. If you had a mechanical issue with your car and you're not a mechanic, you wouldn't just look on YouTube and try and fix your car yourself. Well, I definitely wouldn't anyway, but you know what I mean? Like if you needed something done, if you need an electrician to your house and you're not an electrician, you wouldn't just try and guess it and do it yourself. So I feel as though it's no different in the gym, because what you're doing in the gym is a skill and it is knowledge based. And if you're going to the right trainer, they're going to have a lot more knowledge than you. They're going to make your journey a lot easier and safer, and they're going to get you to where you want to be a lot quicker than what you can do on your own, okay? And they're going to help you. Well, a good trainer should help you build up your knowledge over time as well, okay? So they'll tell you why you're doing what you're doing. They'll make sure you're doing the right things. They'll make sure you're not going to injure yourself. They're going to be laying down the foundations nice and early, teaching you the patterning on all the strength training exercises, to, you know, building up an aerobic base, teaching you about your nutrition, getting the small steps in place nice and early. So then later on, things are a lot easier for you. But I would recommend, even if it's for the first 2 to 3 months, getting a trainer, okay? Whether that's a PT or whether that's an online trainer. If you're going to the gym for the first time, to be honest, I would recommend getting a personal trainer, not an online trainer, because the problem is an online trainer will provide you with your training and your nutrition, but unless they're extremely interactive with you, getting you to send them videos of every single exercise, they're going to have no idea whether or not the stuff you're doing in the gym is right or whether the nutritional side of things you're doing is right. Whereas if you've got a PT, a personal trainer that you're seeing face to face, they can actually see, you know, it might be postural imbalances, it might be poor mobility, it might be weak areas that you need to work on more than others. So then you're not going to risk injuring yourself. And as I said before, you're going to reach your goals a lot quicker if you're doing things a smart and right way. So if it is your first time stepping in the gym, 2017, this might be your year. Or you might have just never been something that you were interested, or you just want to try something new. Hire someone that's an expert and knows more than you, that has better knowledge than you about what you're wanting to do, to teach you, okay? Because, you know, it may cost money, but the money that you pay, the money that you spend to gain this knowledge and to make sure that what you're doing is right and that you're not going to injure yourself, that you're going to be learning the right techniques right from the start, is well worth it. I guarantee you it's well worth the money that you're going to spend. And just think of it like this, like the amount of money you might spend on during a week on coffee or going to eat out or you know, whatever it may be. If you can justify doing that, you can justify getting someone to help you with your health and your body, because you're stuck with your body for the rest of your life. So, you know, I always believe that no amount of money, unless we're talking an absolute absurd amount of money, but no amount of money is too expensive to spend on your body, because it is the most important asset you have, obviously your body. So I would take that extra time to make sure that you're doing things properly. Lay down the foundations, and when you're comfortable with doing it on your own, or you feel like you can go off on your own just with a little less guide, or you know, still having that guidance but not face-to-face PT, not paying someone each week to train you, then you're good to go. But then you're doing all the right things. You know, the patterning on your strength training is good. You know what to do to be able to increase your aerobic capacity, to work on your anaerobic capacity. You know, the difference between interval training and steady state, the difference between hypertrophy, strength, power, all that type of stuff, the rest periods, everything. Okay, so that's my recommendation. But if 2017 is your year, or if you've had time off, if you're stepping into the gym for the first time, or whether you just want to step things up, I hope these tips today have been able to help you or give you a better idea of the approach or the path that you should be taking to take that next step. But as I mentioned at the start, that decision and that first step, that first session, that's the hardest part. So I guarantee once you get past that, and it's a lot less scary than what it may seem. So once you get past that, you start to create that habit. Remember, well, like I said, once you've done your first session, get that second session in very soon after your first one, and you'll be flying along. And next thing you know, you'll be in the best shape of your life. You'll be enjoying your training. You'll be back in a routine, and we're good to go. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you're not subscribed to the podcast already, please do. Feel free to leave a review on today's episode, or any of the episodes that you've listened to the past or that you're going to listen to. If this is your first one, give the podcast a 5-star review for me. That'd be awesome. I hope you guys are having a great day, and I look forward to chatting to you again in episode 44 next week.